Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. I'm Allison Stewart along with Rachel Martin. You might be listening to us on the radio, AM, FM, maybe on digital, satellite radio, online at npr.org/Bryant Park. We're just glad that you are. Coming up, a Valentine's song from the Bryant Park Project player, Jill Sobule, singer-songwriter, you know her well. We'll also talk about marital aids. We should be very frank. It's about sex toys for people who are devout Christians, why one woman started a company. So we'll get to some headlines in a moment. So if you want to get the little ones out of the room, in case you don't want them hearing that discussion, that would be an okay time. But come back for Jill's song. Right now, though, let's get some news headlines from Rachel Martin.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. The death toll of the Georgia sugar refinery explosion a week ago, it's grown to 8 as another patient died early this morning. 14 people remain hospitalized in critical condition, with 2 more listed as serious. Specialized teams have been brought in to fight the blaze, still burning in the refinery silo 7 days after that blast. The U.S. Senate yesterday joined the House in approving an intelligence bill banning waterboarding and other harsh interrogation tactics used by the CIA. The 51-45 vote limits the CIA to 19 less aggressive interrogation techniques. President Bush has vowed to veto that bill when it reaches his desk, and it's unlikely Congress could override such a veto. Okinawa, Japan wants the United States to draw down its forces there. The call for a troop reduction followed the alleged rape of a 14-year-old Japanese girl by an American soldier on the island. Japan's government condemned the incident, while the U.S. Marines there instituted a 2-day ethics training. There's a history of tense relations between Okinawans and American soldiers stationed on the island. The rape of a 12-year-old girl by a soldier in 1995 prompted mass protests against the longstanding U.S. military presence. To Iraq now, a CBS journalist remains in captivity after being kidnapped in the southern Iraqi city of Basra. American and Iraqi officials are working for his release. The cameraman was captured, along with his Iraqi interpreter, from their hotel. They were captured by men dressed as security officials, at least one of whom is linked to Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. The interpreter was freed yesterday. A U.S. military spokesman says he's hopeful the journalist will be released shortly. The number of overachievers among us continues to grow. More students are earning college credit in AP advanced placement courses in public high schools. That's according to a College Board report. 15% of high school grads did well enough on AP exams to get them out of taking college classes, up from 11.7% in 2002. And Conan and Jay did it, but the one NBC late show that just couldn't come back without writers finally makes its return February 23rd. The first Saturday Night Live in the post-strike era will be hosted by the show's former head writer, Tina Fey. That's the news, and it is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.